Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock with the estate and asset protection planning firm Barth Calderon. Welcome to Wealth Protector TV. Some of you may be listening this on Wealth Protector Radio. I'm fired up to have my colleague Mike Bader here with us today. Mike, can you hear me okay?
We're doing good, Paul. How about you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being here. So Mike is an expert in estate, asset protection planning, tax planning. And so we're going to jump right in today because what we're focused on here is, as most of you know watching this or listening to this, there's a new tax plan out of Washington, and there's a lot going on there. And people all over the country, advisors, business owners, families are trying to figure out exactly what it all means. And so we want to jump in today on the meals and entertainment expenses, because this changed with the new tax plan. And so, Mike, let's just jump right in. What is going on with meals and entertainment?
I have a lot of clients very upset about the changes in the tax law because they feel as if the new law takes away the ability to have business meals, business meetings they normally do, which ultimately there's a lot of confusion because it's a brand new law. So with that, I put together a short presentation that I can share with us today that should be able to kind of review the new rules and the new treatment on it.
Great. So, I see it there. Yeah, it's coming up. So I see prior to 2018.
Right. Before the tax law change, we could deduct 50% of expenses for business-related meals, entertainment. There was a documentary requirement that you be able to show who you met with, what the business purpose was, and there was a lot of IRS examinations on these issues, and I think the IRS and the government is getting a little tired of fighting this issue.
Right.
As far as audits are concerned. So they wanted to do something more simplified than be able to kind of argue over whether this meal or this entertainment was business related or not. So in attempts to simplify it, they've come up with some new rules where some of these meal and entertainment expenses are not deductible at all. Some of them are going to be 50% deductible and others are going to be 100% deductible.
Yeah, and I'm reading, as everyone else is probably too, about some stuff having to do with this new rule. Like you hear about, you know, people no longer being able to deduct their season tickets for Warriors games or, you know, Laker games. So is that what we're getting into here?
Yes, exactly. Generally speaking, what they've now said is all entertainment expenses, whether they be opera tickets, theater tickets, tickets to Disneyland given to clients for promotion or for employees as some sort of a compensation reward or a prize for their efforts, these are all no longer deductible. So sports tickets to NFL, baseball, hockey, they're all basically non-deductible. They can still be paid for by businesses, but they're not going to be able to take a tax deduction and reduce their taxes for those expenses.
So when people used to be able to write off meals, for example, there's zero deductibility for meals, but is there something built in to the tax code for meals, or is it just completely off the table?
Well, these type of meals shown here, the local meals, the for clients, prospective employees, all these meals are not going to be deductible like they once were.
What if you classify them as marketing expenses? I've kind of heard that bandied about. Can you do something like that?
Well, that would be falling under the category of prospective clients, and therefore ultimately would not be deductible.
Oh, wow. So you mean the Pizookies that you and I like at BJ's restaurant are not deductible anymore?
Well, they may be deductible if you and I have a working lunch.
Oh.
So let me go to the next slide. These meals are generally going to be 50% deductible. So if I, as an employee or a self-employed person, travel, say, to the Bay Area to conduct business, then all of my meals while I'm traveling away from home, whether they're with clients or not, are now tax deductible. Third bullet item, working lunches. Two employees go to lunch. They discuss business over lunch. Again, that meal would be 50% deductible. Also, the fifth item down, de minimis fringe meals and snacks. Basically, if you're bringing in donuts or pizzas for the office and it's not really a whole lot of money, but it's made available for everybody in the office, those most likely are going to be deductible, although I believe those should fall into the 100% deductibility category. But
Mike, let me ask you a quick question. Sure. So on the previous slide, it was you cannot deduct a local meal, even if it's business related, but you can get 50% deductibility on a business related meal if it's away from home?
Yes. So I've gone up to the Bay Area, met with clients up there, took them out to lunch or dinner. I can still write those meals off, at least 50% of them.
Huh. And I guess what's the reasoning there? I don't really get it. Is it just because you're traveling, you're away from the office? I mean, people have plenty of work-related stuff, you know, right in the area.
Ultimately, they're making it where if you're traveling away from home overnight, you're going to have to buy meals. You can't go without food. So ultimately, if you're home, those meals are not going to be deductible.
Home meaning you're home during that day and you're not spending the night somewhere.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay.
Also, you have employee meetings, shareholder meetings, director meetings for a company. You can deduct meals related to that. Also, if you're attending a convention or a professional or industry organizational meeting, you can also take a 50% deduction for those meals in regard to that. And then lastly, there's certain meals that are going to be 100% deductible. And I think, in my opinion, the snacks and de minimis should fall into this category, but we'll wait and see what the IRS says. But ultimately, if the meal is being treated as compensation and is included in the employee's W-2 or 1099 that they may receive, then you can take a full deduction for it. If you are reimbursed for meals and entertainment and you turn that receipt into your employer, you can deduct the meal against the reimbursement so you don't have a tax consequence. And then the employer would be having to decide whether it falls into the 0% or the 50% category. Office holiday parties and any meals available to the general public to promote the business, like open houses or a holiday party for customers.
So it's sounding like to me that, this can get convoluted pretty easily. And so, and it sounds like there's some gray areas still with the tax plan. So it kind of, for people out there listening, it might make sense to get some higher level input on how to deal with all these changes.
Well, ultimately the law is only 3 months old.
Right.
So we expect further guidance and regulations to come from the IRS in the next few months, which will give examples of certain types of expenditures and what the tax treatment should be on it.
So what are you doing now? I mean, is this not an issue for people who need to figure it out until next year when taxes are due, or are there reasons to really know what this is all about now, maybe for people who are paying quarterlies? I don't know. What's the answer there?
Well, basically, my recommendation is that most businesses are going to need to keep track of these expenses regardless of the deductibility for tax purposes.
Starting right now, yeah.
They have to update their bookkeeping systems, and I recommend that they pick four categories to add to their system. For anything that's an expense reimbursement, they have an account for that. Then meals and entertainment that fall into the zero, the 50%, and the 100%. All of these should be set up in their accounting systems, and they should be accounting for expenditures into the appropriate categories. Hmm. Lastly, they should establish some company policies regarding this so that it can be clearly communicated not only to their accounting staff, but also to the employees who incur various meals and entertainment type expenses.
So, Mike, my question is, why do you think the government's doing it this way? You know, I mean, you hear all this stuff. It's a punishment for certain folks. I mean, what's your conjecture on why they're doing it this way?
Well, as I said earlier, I think that the government is trying to eliminate an audit issue and save money fighting over whether meals are business related or not. It's the policy and the documentation requirements are a little bit convoluted, and there's extra work involved. I think the second reason they're doing this is they have reduced business tax rates either at the corporate level or for small, closely held businesses. And so with that reduction in tax rate or the new 199A deduction, businesses are going to pay less taxes. So even if they lose their entertainment and business meals deduction, they're still getting a tax break. And then last but not least, it's interesting to me that entertainment expenses are gone. And if you take a look at the recent years' attacks by the entertainment industry, Hollywood, sports athletes that are not only expressing their opinions about the government and the president, this appears to me to be a retribution move by the government to basically say, we're going to hit you in the pocketbooks. Because now if businesses are not able to deduct their season seats to sporting events, that may affect revenue into sports and theater and Hollywood, and now begin to affect their ultimate value and their compensations that they're going to receive. And I think this may be a basically the backhand to the serve.
Great. Okay. Well, I think our next show deals specifically with politics and religion only, so we'll save it for then.
Yeah, I don't know much about either of those subjects, Paul, but if you want my opinion, I'm more than happy to throw it in.
Well, listen, Mike, always great information. Really appreciate you coming on. And until next time, for all those listening, thanks so much for jumping on this episode.
Thanks, everybody, and appreciate you watching. Look forward to hearing from you. If you have any questions, reach out to Paul at paul@barthattorneys.com, and I'll be more than happy to try and afford you any answers I can.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.